Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Cole.
What up?
Turn the SEC mixtape, man.
You talking about Bonzo Show?
Yeah. See what they talking about real quick on these games.
All right, here we go. 4th and 18 for the Tigers. Here's your ball game. Nick Marshall stands in, steps up, going to throw downfield, just a home run ball, and it is tipped off. And Lewis got it on the deflection. Lewis is going to score. Lewis is going to score. Lewis is going to score. Touchdown Auburn. Touchdown Auburn. A miracle in
third half. SEC mixtapes. Hosted by Bonzo.
The realest coverage in the South.
Merry Christmas, everybody. G. Willis.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. We got Billy Bat will be on here shortly. So we got to do our normal routine, talk bad about him before he gets on.
I don't like old people.
Man. You know what? I'm saving my bad talk for Billy Face. I want to say it with my chest.
Oh man, please.
I'm saving it for his face, man.
I don't believe it.
Hey, man.
I don't believe it.
The title of the show today is Bold Lives Matter. Does Bold Lives Matter? And all of this actually carries over from the show last night. I paid attention to the web today, and this debate is going on everywhere. It's going on everywhere. Some analysts on ESPN are getting a pretty heated discussion about it. Billy Bad, are you with me?
I'm with you, brother, always.
Okay.
Oh, that was so sweet.
Hey, Billy, the title of the show today is Bold Lives Matter. That's what's hot on the web. That's the hot topic in football right now. Do bowls matter?
Evidently not, man. They lost grip when they heck, you don't know who bowls change from year to year now, you know. I'm thinking about getting a bowl. SEC mixtape bowl next year.
I'm with it. I'll take Kentucky, I'll take anybody who doesn't make it to a bowl.
Hey, that's my dream, man.
Y'all can play at Fultondale Little League Field right now.
Hey.
In fact, that's a bowl this year. So we invite any team who'll take it. High schools and everything.
Anybody who gives me a free skybox, you give me a free skybox and let me act like I'm somebody for a couple of days, I'm good.
You can be the Grand Marshal of the Three Cooperatives.
Man, take me to Texas Day Brazil. Let me eat a couple little pounds of meat. I'm straight.
Let's do it. But, you know, Billy, you said something interesting yesterday. And I actually went and done the research. And I rarely agree with either one of you dudes. But I didn't agree with you. But you were right. I didn't agree.
What's up?
I didn't initially agree. You were right. The bowl games actually contribute a significant amount of money to each program. Now, not nearly as much as the programs collect throughout the regular season. However, a pretty significant portion. However, since the playoffs have come into place. Is college football, is everybody right now really playoff or bust? Is it playoff or bust for everybody?
That was looking like. I'm afraid next year to be even more.
Playoff or bust for every team. I'm afraid next year to be even more, you know.
Well, you got to look at it like this. You actually had a team that was willing to boycott the whole game. The bowls don't matter no more, man.
Well, that was a different circumstance, though.
I get that. I'm just throwing it in the mix, you know. But bowl games are becoming insignificant and just a exhibition game, which is, it all really always has been, but now even more, now that you have a playoff system. But I agree with Eddie George. I tweeted something out. I sure wish you guys paid attention to Twitter. I wish you did, but I tweeted something out earlier this week about making the season shorter and extending the playoffs. You know, kind of like some of your lesser football FBSs, you know, similar to what they do. You know, they may duke it out for several weeks, which is cool. But, you know, it's kind of like, you know, the reason why the NFL guys complain a little bit about why the season's so long. You know, they do preseason as well as the regular season, so that's a little different because they want to shorten the preseason.
And they get paid. Oh, it's their job.
And I'll stop there. Billy, go ahead. Take my slack.
What's that, bro? I mean, that sounded right to me.
Okay, yeah. I'll leave it at that. It is what it is.
You know, when they made the playoffs, they did do some. It's like you got the top 14, and then you had 5 playing 6, 7 playing 8, 9 playing 10. You know, so they did kind of make it competitive. But you know, if kids gonna start, you know, not participating in the bowl game because they didn't make the playoffs. Oh, that's minute, you know. And what I was saying also, Bonzo, it don't just go to the program. It goes to the SEC. It goes back to the ACC. It goes back to the Sun Belt.
It goes back to the conference.
Right. Hence the reason why you have all these indoor facilities in the SEC. And waterfalls and stuff in the weight rooms and now I guess we gotta put some bars.
All the bells and whistles.
Yeah,
all the bells and whistles.
Bars in it.
I think Oregon has a barbershop. Barbershop. That's part of their
recruitment thing.
They have a barbershop.
I think it's the new Texas A&M facility that has one, too, I think.
Well, yeah. But, you know, man, my take on bowls is, man, like seriously, it's times are changing. And along with times, you know, football, just like any other business, is college football, just like any other business, they're going to have to, you know, reinvent themselves, change things up, change the way they do things. For instance, Auburn is playing in the Sugar Bowl this year. It's the Sugar Bowl. The Sugar Bowl is historically one of the bigger bowls. I mean, it is historically one of the bigger bowls. It used to be a big deal. However,
yeah.
since the creation of the playoff, it's like, man, Auburn's playing in the Sugar Bowl. Man.
It's still one of the bigger
bowls. Last time Auburn – oh, I'll put it in perspective. The last time Auburn played in the Sugar Bowl, it was the 2004 undefeated team playing against Virginia Tech. So
don't they shift the bowls around for the, not BCS, but yeah, so they'll eventually get there. They'll eventually get it because the Peach Bowl is in the playoff. I mean, the Peach Bowl has never been a huge bowl, but, you know, now Alabama's playing in it. So
the Sugar Bowl was the championship last year.
Right. So yeah, exactly. So there you go.
We have a caller. We have a caller calling in. Let's bring the caller in. What's going on, caller? Welcome to SEC Mixtape.
Hey, can y'all hear me?
Hey.
Hello. Hey, this is Ray Williams from McIntosh, Alabama, Brad. I'm calling the show. You know, y'all be talking about some sport. You know, you, hey,
hey,
I've been
up,
in the show for a little while now, man. But y'all boys don't know that about, you know what I'm saying, about no sport, about no SEC running
what's
around
up,
now,
Hey, y'all.
Man.
Hey,
what's
one of my little family members from that town?
Yeah, I used to mess him up a little bit.
I tell Bonzo that every night. He knows nothing about sports. I agree with you
100%. Okay, then. So, I'm just calling in because I'm just not tuning into the show tonight. So, what's the topic about tonight?
Hey, you know what, Ray Hall? This is what we're talking about, Ray Hall. We're talking about bowl games right now. We're talking about
bowl
games. Bowl
game. I got Ohio State coming through there. I got Ohio State coming up through him. Yeah.
Okay. So you think Ohio State going to win it all? Hey, y'all. Wait. I'm going to put you on pause for 1 second. That shows how much people really care about bowls. When I said bowls, he went straight to the playoffs.
Come on with it then. Just put me on pause,
man. You know what? Hey, let's do it. We got a caller who want to talk. So you say Ohio State going to win it all. Ohio State going to go through Clemson, and they're going to go through Bama.
I mean, now, it's going to be shaking now. It's going to be shaking now. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be shaking now. Now, listen, now, ain't nothing rolling stone now. But that's what I'm rooting for. You know, now, that's what I'm rooting for. But, it, you know what I'm saying? But it's going to be a tough road. It's going to be a real
Let me ask you a question. Now, you saying this as a fan or as a football knowledgeable question, a statement? You know Ohio State has what it takes to beat Alabama and Clemson. That's what you're saying right now.
Somehow his phone, it says phone call dropped. I guess it's, he must be in a bad area.
Yeah. He said McIntosh. So there you go.
Maybe he'll call back in. Hey, Mac Town is that town home, boy. It's a lot of Macintosh listeners. Y'all come get these boys.
Oh.
But, you know, seriously, what he just said, it kind of plays right into what we were talking about. When we said bowl games, the only bowls that he even considered were the playoff games. The playoffs.
What kind of fan is he? Who does he pull for?
Honestly, I'm not sure. I always advertise the show on different platforms, and I guess he saw my name and decided to give it a call. So I'm not sure. But he says he's a Ohio State fan.
I hope not. You know what? I got to, even though this is SEC mixtape, I do have a huge Ohio State friend, I would say. But this will be a very entertaining show if I can get him to call in, but it won't be tonight. Yeah.
Okay.
Very entertaining.
Okay, and one of the things that's shocking, this was a big debate last night. And like I said, I've been looking on the internet, I've been looking on the web, and everybody is debating this topic heavy.
I did see you kind of getting live on Twitter today. Hey, did you see that, Billy? Your boy Bonzo was live on Twitter today.
I did see that.
I appreciate you dropping that gem because you just told me I'm not on Twitter enough. You just mentioned you're not on Twitter.
I wish you guys were on Twitter. I'm just like your daddy. I'm never going to congratulate you when you did right. But I did at the same time say he was on Twitter.
I congratulate myself. I congratulate myself. So I'm all right.
But believe me, I get it. I get that. I know.
I congratulate myself. But so we had a third player today, a senior running back from Baylor, who decided he wasn't going to play in the Taco Soup Bowl.
That was my next point. It was kind of irrelevant, man. I mean, who is this guy? I've never heard of him.
He's a pretty decent running back, man. He had some pretty good numbers this year. But this is what I heard. Somebody tweeted Somebody tweeted this about the situation earlier, and I did get a chuckle out of it. But they tweeted that if there was any running back who had more to prove if there was any running back who needed a bowl game to prove more, it's this guy. And it was a picture of the guy, you know, the running back from Baylor. So it looks like it's about to be the thing to do. Looks like the kids are going to say, hey, I placed my possible financial stability over team loyalty.
I mean, I think if he played and completed the game without getting hurt, I think he'll be a free agent at best anyway.
Hey,
I'm
not sure.
We can track him.
I haven't looked at his draft grade.
Yeah, we're going to track him after this. That draft grade don't mean nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, is that tonight?
That's true.
Wait a minute. Is Cam Akers announced tonight or is that tomorrow? I was trying to see when that was. If you don't know who Cam Akers is, he's a five-star running back out of Mississippi. And he has a mm-hmm. gang of teams or schools that he's checking out. And Florida State looks to be one of the heavy hitters in there. I think LSU, Alabama's on the board. But it's at 7 p.m. It may be tonight, which would already be past that time. So I don't know if you guys heard anything about it, but I'm just throwing it out.
Nah.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
pretty important,
man.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, he's the nation. Just to give you a little more background, listeners, he is the nation's number one running back when it comes to recruiting out of high school. And the crystal ball does say Florida State. And I think he is announcing tonight sometime. That's going to be crazy. Maybe tomorrow. I'm trying to read into it now. But he moved his decision date up. December 27th. I'm sorry. That's Tuesday. That will be Tuesday of next week. Tuesday.
You know why that'll be real interesting, in my opinion? You know, Cam Akers is a 2017 recruit, so he'll sign. So he'll be in college, you know, next football season. Florida
right.
State also had Dalvin Cook's little brother, who's also a five-star
right.
running back, signed for the
I didn't know he
class.
Was a five-star. I didn't know he was a
yeah,
five-star.
Yeah, he's a five-star. He is. He is legit. He is. Oh, hey, go check out his film. And I'm wondering. If that
I remember Joy
affect.
Talking about him.
He's tough. He's tough. But I'm wondering, is that going to affect his decision? Because right now, that'll put Florida State definitely have a pretty good stable of running back. They got a stable of running back, but we shall see. I think he got more of a family connection to the university.
Yeah, the thing I'm worried about when it comes to Florida State, though, is something similar to some of the issues I think that's real relative to it is Tennessee. Now, even though their coach has won a national championship, Jimbo Fisher, hadn't done much since then, and really hadn't done much before that. I mean, you could argue that it was Jameis Winston who did most of that, you know, most of the winning while he was there. I've heard that he's more of a coach. You know, he was there at that game when they were down, beginning of the game. I want to say against Ole Miss, beginning of the first game this year, and Jameis Winston had the big halftime speech, and they came out and won. So can you really say it's Jameis Winston that's coaching the team? I've heard it before. I'm throwing it out there.
No.
I
know Jameis Winston
was
calling plays.
I'm pretty sure. Also, to add to the recruiting news, Sean Shivers was the player of the year, all-county in Broward County this year. So Broward County is a pretty significant, you know, county in Florida. And he is the player of the year. So congratulations goes out to Sean Worm Shivers, a 2018 commit to the University of Auburn, or Auburn University, rather. So, again, we love that guy. He's one of our, you know, we love his mom. Matter of fact, yesterday was her birthday, so I want to give shouts out to her again. And You know, congratulations to everybody involved in that equation. But, yeah, I think, you know, recruiting is always a part of everything that we've been talking about when it comes to bowl games, you know, college players. And some, one of our heated arguments last night is what's the state of mind of some of these recruits? And we definitely want to try to get some recruit on. We don't really want him to get it. Well, we would love for him to announce who's going to be on the team or what team he's going to be on, rather. But I just want to ask some of those other questions about, you know, what are you thinking about your NFL career if there will be one? Would you sit out a bowl game? You know, some questions like that. Like some of the guys, who, like five, like Cam Akers. You know, I mean, that's something that I would love to know. How focused is he on his college career versus his NFL career right now? And just to see where the state of the youth is, that's kind of some of the questions I love to ask.
I don't think
they get that feel until they bond with their new family after 1, 2 years, 3 years. I think that's when the time to ask. The time would be to ask him now. Is you the number one-two running back in the nation coming into your senior year? Mm-hmm. Why not just sit out your senior year of high school?
Right. That's my whole. That's what I'm thinking. I mean, that's my whole point. Like these kids now, man, it's just something. It's like they have no. I'm not gonna get into that, but. What happened to team? You know, all that kind of stuff, man. I don't understand it. But that's coming from a player's perspective. I'm a little old school. Like Billy said last night, I'm cut from a different cloth. So that's just questions I have for these guys. Are you really in it for the team, or is it just your personal game? And that's just a different perspective. Not saying that that's right or wrong. It's just different perspective. And it has to be said. This is a media outlet, and we need to talk about it. So that's right. One of the reasons why I say these things.
That would be the bigger game to me. You know, if I'm a kid and I know this is my only means to get to college, my only means, all right, I'm the number one quarterback in the nation my senior year. I may just sit out my senior year and just work out.
Yeah.
Go to the college as much as I want now because I'm not playing for it.
Well, I look at it like the Ben Simmons debate, the one and done. You know, it's a movie out with him. I think it's on maybe Showtime. But, you know, didn't we talk about this earlier, Bonzo, last week? Ben Simmons went to LSU. Mm-hmm. You know, he qualified. Me and Bonzo talked about it on the phone. That's what it was, I think. Because I had some questions for him regarding Austin Wiley. And we'll get on that next, I guess. But Ben Simmons was you know, again, at LSU last year. He played, went to class in the fall. But when it came to the second semester, he never went to class. The guy never went to class. Because, again, he didn't go to school to go to school. He went there to play basketball. But basketball is a little different than football. You really do have to spend more than a semester in school before you can qualify for the NFL. So that's different. That's different. So basketball is a whole different world, but go ahead.
Go ahead.
So, and my question was back to that, because I've even asked a couple of other fans this week, like, Austin Wiley, his mom and dad both played at Auburn University, Vicky Owen and Aubrey Wiley, Auburn legend. Austin left Spain Park last spring, went to a prep school or some close to that in Florida, graduated probably 2 weeks ago. I would say no less than 2 weeks ago. He has already played a game at Auburn, has never taken a class at Auburn, but he is on the team playing right now. I didn't understand it. I'm not against it.
I looked it up.
I just don't understand it. Let me hear it, man.
I did the research. And this is how he's eligible to do that. It's pretty impressive that he was able to do this honestly. But I think it's a loophole that's going to be exposed. But everyone won't be able to do this because first and foremost, This means that this kid had to have a high enough ACT score his junior year of high school in order to do this.
Oh.
So he had to already be qualified. He had to already qualify, in a sense. Okay, so they had to know for a fact, okay, his ACT score is good. Only thing he needs to do is complete this many hours, and he'll be able to join Auburn's program. And this is how he was able to join it. Auburn's fall semester is over. Auburn's fall semester is over now. So he was in the NCAA eyes, it's already the spring semester. The spring semester has begun. So he's enrolled in classes for the spring semester. He was able to join the team during the spring semester. That's how.
I get it. It just sounds a lot weird to somebody my age.
It's no different. There's no difference than the football players that's on campus right now. They graduated in December. Now they're on campus. All right? It
mm-hmm.
just so happened that football season is over with. But
well,
they practiced.
Some of them didn't graduate.
They practiced.
Yeah, right. We had three at Auburn's practice mm-hmm. today. Stidman was there,
yeah.
and Malcolm mm-hmm. Askew, and what was the other guy? Linebacker.
And they'll be there all for the spring, too.
Kenny
Britt. That's valuable practice.
Kenny
Britt.
Right, right. KG Britt.
Kenny
exactly.
Britt. Yeah.
Now,
yeah, they'll be there all
Britt?
For the practice.
Is that
they'll
the same Britt as his brother
spring.
In the NFL? Is that the same? Are they brothers? The other Britt receiver?
Kenny Britt and Kenny Britt. I'm
right.
not familiar with a relationship. I'm not familiar with that. I am.
Okay.
I don't know. I haven't looked it up, but I'm not. If they are, that's new information to me. But he's – All
right, just asking.
He's a stud linebacker. I think he's going – barring injury,
what's his rating?
He should do well.
It's
he's
the
a
same with it's the same with baseball. I mean, if you come in school, you graduate in December, you're in school
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, baseball's always been a little different. I mean, ever since
well,
inception.
I mean, if you're talking about basketball, it's the same thing. They can go join the team.
It's just something I've never seen before. That was it for me.
That's all.
Like I said,
that's because football don't start football until the fall.
Right. So, again, okay, well, with Austin Wilder playing, why can't Jared Stidman and the rest of these guys play the ball game?
Because, and this is why, I actually looked that up. I said, G. Willis going to ask this right here.
That year of eligibility?
Oh, but this
it's like,
is why. Because.
It's like burning a red
because,
jersey.
The traditional season, the traditional football season is actually over. It's
yep.
over. And these bowl games have stipulations within them that says you had to have performed or played or been a active member of the team, you know, throughout the season to actually play within the bowl.
Mm, yeah, that sounds right.
Well, I think they need to change it. That's one of the other things they need to change. How exciting would that be, really?
For
see
a freshman?
Guys, I mean, most of them aren't real. I mean, they're freshmen to the team. But really, the three guys
yeah.
we just got. Now, which one of these, or any of them high school athletes? Or I know one of them was, okay, what happened to the kid in the tight end? Did he ever show up? Or is he showing up later?
He's going to show up later. He's going to show up in January. But,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, now that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying. I mean,
I guarantee you those junior college players can come in and help immediately.
Well, Jerry Stidman, was he not junior college? Did he ever go to a junior college?
No,
we
I'm just
said
saying.
Out last
I'm
year.
Just saying. You were saying
he never
that
played
he wouldn't be ready.
Oh, he never played junior college.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he just sat out completely.
Yeah, he just kind of took a sabbatical, man. He took a sabbatical, trained with his trainer,
smoked plenty of weed, that kind of stuff. Let's just keep it real. SEC mixtape.
You know what? Hey, G, just because you said that, I gotta pick on him a little bit. I gotta
all
pick
right.
on Jared Stidman a little bit. You know, Jared Stidman, he's gonna be an interesting player for Auburn. An interesting player. And I'm saying that to say he's a little edgy. You know, he's a little edgy, very confident guy. I don't wanna directly compare him to Chad Kelly or Johnny Manziel, but he'll run that mouth. He'll get at you. He's not scared. Not a very humble guy. I shouldn't have said that. Because humble means different to different people. But he'll talk. He'll talk a little. So it's gonna be interesting to see him play.
Let me tell you this, Bob. Uh-huh. He probably can get away with that out there at Baylor, but let him run his mouth at Auburn practice. We do know that there's some Auburn players on that. That would whoop somebody's ass.
Wow.
You know what? Now that's true. That's true.
Wow.
But you know, the thing about that is, Billy, you know, teams normally, especially an offense normally takes the personality traits of the quarterback, you know. Like, so if you got a real, you know, edgy quarterback, like look at Ole Miss offense, look at Texas A&M's offense under Johnny Manziel. They're just a little edgy. And that'll be interesting. And one of the things that'll be real interesting about it to me is,
I know what you're talking about.
It's Gus Malzahn. What, this guy's different. I mean, he's different. Gus Malzahn he hasn't had a quarterback with this skill set. I wonder I'm interested. I must say I'm interested. I'm not jumping up and down, war eagling, and all of that stuff because
I really want to see this kid. I want to see him because I really think Woody Barrett is a tremendous athlete. I really do, and I'm not just talking.
I agree. And you said something then, Billy, because Woody Barrett is pretty confident in himself. Now Woody Barrett feels real good about the season next year.
I didn't understand it. I said either he's not grasping or he's injured and they're not saying anything. But I really thought he would come in and push for the starting job myself.
I think he tried, but it didn't happen. I don't know what didn't happen for him, but it didn't happen.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. But it's going
to
be.
I want to know what the hell happened to Jason Smith this year. That's what I want to know. I ask everybody the same question, man. What happened to Jason Smith this year? I like the kid. I was expecting more things out of him.
I'm hearing rumors. I'm hearing rumors he may transfer again, but I don't know how much time he got. But I thought it was 4 years is up.
Maybe he can go down to Tuskegee and do something. He should go to Tuskegee.
Yeah, he has 1 year.
Alabama.
He's
A&M,
a tremendous
like
athlete.
That.
Tremendous athlete.
Yeah, he is, man. Yeah. He is. But, you know, I don't know, man. It's going to be – It'll be interesting, but I'm going to say this right now. I'm going to say this right now, G. You heard it here first. Right. Write it down. Take a picture. Record it with your phone. If Gus Malzahn goes through spring camp again and comes out with the same thing, the quarterback race is going to continue all the way into the fall. But I think the Auburn fan base is going to have a meltdown. When I say meltdown, it's going to be pretty bad. It'll be one of the biggest meltdowns by fan base before the season starts.
I don't think he'll do it this year because, you know, he did it for Jeremy Johnson. He named him the starter, I think, in spring. So I don't think he'll do it this year. I mean, I'm pretty sure even going into the year this year that it was a real situation. He didn't know who he was going to start. I mean, they all look basically the same. And we all cringed when he said Sean White.
Wait. G. Willis, wait 1 second.
I'm listening.
Wait.
Yeah, I'm listening.
So you said they possibly all looked the same in the spring. Now, we saw what that team was with Sean White behind the center, and we saw what that team was with the five quarterback shuffle. Now, we saw that.
Oh, yeah. Well, we talked about it.
We witnessed that.
And in summer.
Now,
well, you
in
know
the
what?
Spring,
the word coming out
Sean
of Tampa
White was
different.
Actually a durable quarterback. A durable quarterback last year whenever he wasn't injured. He was, and it's obvious that something was going on with JF3 had to look horrible in practice. I mean,
hey,
he had to look terrible.
Who's the coach's son, that quarterback there?
Not terrible, but yeah. But
he's the one. He's the one that looked good at in the eight game.
Oh my
so,
god!
You know what? And the kid from Mobile, Devin. What's Devin's last name? He transferred. He's a transfer quarterback on Auburn's. He's just got a real learning system. He's trying to do some coaching stuff. But
hey man,
yeah,
I gotta say this, bro. It's the elephant in the room right now that's pretty pissed because, and I'm going to have to agree with Bonzo, Billy right now. We have an SEC team that is actually going to the Big Show, and we barely talk about it, man.
Yeah, I
we
know.
Rarely,
I'm used to it, though.
We rarely talk, and I kind of want to dig in that a little bit tonight because I had a pretty good conversation with the guy just in passing. Me and him always have these conversations. He's a huge Alabama guy, and he just kind of lays some stuff on me, and I lay some stuff on him, and, you know, we go back. And, you know, he's one of those fans that you can actually talk to. And I'm just going to say it out loud, Alabama fans. Most Alabama fans I know, they are not approachable. They're not approachable. I mean, I think they just found out where Alabama plays their football games. Now, when I was in high school, because they played in Birmingham, they thought the school was in Birmingham. That's sad. I'm saying it out loud, Billy. I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about Billy.
Yes,
I'm talking about
hey, Billy.
This is a general statement. This is a general statement.
Yep.
Hey, but That's not the topic. I'm just, that's my rant. But let's just keep moving. Let's keep moving. Billy, you can get me later. You can get me later, Billy. But anyway,
hey, I don't have to. I'm used to rocks being thrown.
Oh, okay.
No, that's the thing right now.
Let me apologize to the SEC fans out there that listen to the show and wonder why in the hell we don't talk about Alabama. It's not much news coming out. I mean, they're great. They beat everybody.
We had a linebacker go down in practice today. Nobody know about it. Nobody talking about. We had
nobody cares. You know why? Because you got 3 5 stars behind them. That's why.
Okay. Well, I guess we don't need to talk
then. No, I'm just telling you why it rarely happens. That's the whole basis behind my apology to the fans, because even when something happens, you guys lost. You can lose in the preseason a 5-star cornerback. We're suspended for the year, suspended for 6 games. Nobody cares. They still win. I mean, Alabama got Isaiah Bugs. You know, you got all of these linebackers. You got the best linebacker in the nation out of IMG who already signed his financial aid papers. You got all of these
from Baton Rouge
coming. Right, and to the people who see Alabama who are the fans, it's really not news because they've been great for so long. I mean, so what else can you do besides win a game? I mean, how many ways can you win a game, Bonzo? How many ways can you win it?
You're going to make me throw up.
Hey, you know, this is my apology. I mean,
hey, Bonzo. Bonzo. Welcome to the club. I throw up every time we have a show, but I was thinking it was the cheap liquor I was drinking, but it's just talking about Auburn 2 hours.
Yeah, I'm still throwing up. You're telling me you drank Seagram 7 the other night. I'm still throwing up thinking about that.
Hey, I just broke that out the other day, G. I broke that out from the bottom shelf. You know, that's when the boys come over.
Hey.
You don't want them to drink up all your stuff, you bring that out.
But this is really the SEC mixtape, because we just went from talking about Alabama to talking about Seagram 7. What a coincidence.
7-7.
That's our sponsor for tonight.
Oh, we rock good. Hey, Seagram 7 and Red Bull Malt Liquor.
Well, you know, earlier tonight, I was actually going to veer towards Alabama after Ray called and made the comment about Ohio State. But we kind of got off track a little bit there. So let's circle it back around. Let's circle back around and let's talk about the big game. Let's talk about the big game. Let's really talk about it. I, for one, I'm not completely sold. I'm not completely sold on Washington. Y'all thought I was about to say Bama, didn't y'all?
Nobody sold on Washington. No, look at Twitter. Nobody's talking about Washington and Twitter. Nobody's talking about it. That's the big thing to me.
Well, you know, I see a lot of talk about Washington on Twitter. I see a lot.
Let me tell you.
But as I say, I'm kind of a dork. So I follow everybody. Really? I follow a lot of teams, and once Washington got
the
playoffs, of course I quit following them. So
don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if that number two, the wide receiver, get loose on two big bombs on Alabama.
You know what? Billy,
I'm telling you, dude. He's a burner.
It would shock me, dude.
Huh?
But this is what would shock me. This is
seriously. I'm saying like a 14-0 real quick, but it's still gonna end 54-14. But I'm just saying, don't be shocked. Don't be shocked if they get some deep falls,
you know,
in the early going.
Let me challenge you.
Go ahead.
Billy, y'all have like less than 100 people you're following. Billy, you got 127. I challenge y'all to follow at least 100 more people today, please. Now I get where you're getting this information from. Y'all,
how many people are you following, G?
It's almost 600, man.
You're following 600 people,
and they're all sports related.
They're all sports related.
That's right. They're all.
You know what, G? I'm gonna get you off the air for that one.
Mine's all sports related.
I'm gonna get you off the air for that one. But I'll say this, man. Washington. This is what I ask myself. We have a caller. We have someone calling in. Let's see who we have here. Welcome to SEC Mixtape, caller. Who do we have?
What's going on, fellas? This is Myra Monroe.
Oh, Lord.
What's up, Mr. Myra?
G. Willis. What's up, my friend?
Speaking of Alabama, great. What's going on, Myra?
Man, not much, man. I just called in to hear y'all nuts. Y'all be speaking the truth, though. Y'all be speaking the truth.
How you feeling about Alabama, Washington, man? Let me hear your thoughts on that.
Oh, man. Well, you know, Alabama going to come in and do their thing. This is what I'm thinking. You know, Washington going to come in and try to, do their trick plays or whatnot. But Bama going to handle business all day, baby.
Well, that leads me to ask you
this. It's Clemson. It's Clemson who I'm worried about.
You don't sound like my other co-host over here. He never looks past the game that he's facing right now. You made the fatal flaw.
Oh,
that was
it's chess. It ain't checkers. It's chess.
Not even Kent State. Not even Kent State.
You never look past it. But let me ask you one more question by listening to what you said. Have you watched Washington play this year?
Yeah, man. It's a few games they should have lost. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. They lose one.
But it was some good games that they got passed.
Okay, who did you see? Now, this is me back on my soapbox. Who did they play that you thought was good?
Well, didn't they play? They play USC, didn't they?
Okay, when was USC? USC good, man?
USC got better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know why they got better? Because they came off the East Coast. They didn't want to play anybody in the East. That's why they got better. They stayed on the West Coast and played football. That's why they got
well,
better.
Well, I think them playing Bama first helped them grow.
All right. Well, I tell you what. If you would have reversed that and they played Alabama last, they would have been able to got a lot worse at the end of the year.
Oh, yeah. You're right. You're right. They would have got worse. They wouldn't have been this far up. But they, but Washington beat them. Washington beat them, and you know what I'm saying.
Well,
they
so
played a couple
you,
other teams that I can't remember. They played hard.
What do you think Washington's strengths are that, that may be able to get past Alabama when it comes on the offense?
Oh man,
look at their offense.
Hey, they got an offensive line. They got three boys on their offensive line, man. That I think that's I've been watching them. I've been scouting them, and they all
no.
the line pretty good.
Okay, no.
They got some boys
no.
out there playing. You hear me?
I hear
no.
I got to tell you, I got to stop you right there. If you see
okay.
what USC's defensive line did to Washington's offensive line, go back and watch that game. I mean, USC's defensive line absolutely demolished. I tell you what, you remember when Bama played Arkansas? You remember when Alabama played
yeah.
Arkansas this year when they hit the court
yeah.
like 5
yeah. yeah.
USC's defensive line did the same thing against Washington. So I just
I mean, but Washington
I
won, though.
No,
no,
USC
no,
beat Washington.
No. They blew them out. They didn't beat them. They didn't
oh,
beat them.
Oh, man. My bad.
And
I thought Washington won.
No.
And no.
That score is very, very deceptive, too. The score, it looked like they lost by, like, one touchdown, but USC beat the piss out of them.
Oh, man. I thought Washington
yeah.
did something.
So back to my first question: how are they going to beat Alabama?
Man, shoot! I mean,
okay, well let me change my
you know
my
I don't
format.
See us beating them anyway.
I know you're an Alabama fan. Okay, let me ask you this: what do you see wrong with Alabama's offense?
Man, it's play calling, dog. It's play calling. We need you coming out throwing screens and stuff immediately, first down, second down.
Okay,
they
nobody's been able
butter.
To stop it.
Run the
nobody's
ball.
Been able to stop it this year. So you
they
I mean you can say
time.
That. No,
they
won
every
yeah. game, Billy,
they
won.
But they
every
can run
game.
The ball anytime they want
I
to
didn't
though.
Say they, yeah, they, I didn't say they didn't win. I said they stopped that play every time.
That
oh, okay.
wide receiver screen, wide pass. You going east and west,
I mean,
and sort of north and south.
I've seen that play work though. You know that same play. Darius Stewart gashed Auburn. He gashed Auburn on that same little screen play. So
that's
you know,
but you got to know when to call it. You got to know when to call it.
I agree.
No,
I don't.
I think you get. I think you're getting the wide receiver stuck with the screen play.
I'm not.
They
stop
the
now,
screen play
worked.
Every time.
That definitely worked. Yeah, that worked. I saw the Cole Kubler guy did a breakdown of
yeah.
that play.
They
yeah,
they,
I saw that one.
Everybody get confidence off the screen play there. They stop
well,
it for a 2-3 yard loss and everybody.
For all you
they
football
did.
Heads out there, everybody that loves and understands the X's and O's of football, you have to
uh-huh.
go with this in defense of Lane Kiffin. He does those plays. Because you know he's going to do them. It does spread out his offense. I mean, you have to respect that play. You may stop it, but it opens up other plays. That's the only
yeah.
the only rationale I can give for him doing that.
I'll tell you another play that kills me. And it works. When it's like third and two, and he'll run Bo Scarborough wide left. And it
big
takes
boy.
Forever for the play to develop. Then, but he'll break it. He'll break it. Instead of
yeah, he
and
does.
Then come right back and run him straight downhill, and he still gets that 8 yards to pass.
Right.
It just drives
right.
me
he
nuts.
Should just be a downhill runner because of his size.
Yeah.
So why don't they run him downhill?
Well, they told you. I mean, they've been
yeah,
really saving lately. They've been saving Bo Scarborough for the second half. Like,
yeah,
they
purposely have been playing
been
him and stuff.
They say he's been hurt and he
what?
Can't take the blows right now.
Yeah,
he's
been.
Really
he's had a knee
yeah.
injury. He has a knee injury.
Yeah,
yeah
so
he
you need to run him wide.
But
yeah, I mean,
when he
they
comes
purposely
in the game,
been playing him
head.
For a while.
After that
but
offensive line has been pounding on you, the person. It's pretty rough.
All right, well, let me ask another one since I got him on the phone, Myron. Let me ask you about Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts now.
Okay.
He's good. I mean, he's a great freshman, but
yeah.
he's not an accurate thrower. I throw those stats out all the time. You have one of the best wide receivers in the game. Do you think he's going to play next year when this Hawaiian kid comes in, who has right now he has everything. He can make every pass. He's actually broke all of Mariota. Forgive me if I'm saying it wrong. Broke all of his records in Hawaii, who was a Heisman winner and a starting quarterback in the NFL. He smashed his records. What do you think the situation is going to be in Alabama? Do you think they immediately named Jalen Hurts the quarterback, or do you think that this new kid is going to come in?
I think so because you know how Saban do it, man. Saban, he believes in wait your turn. He believes in, you know what I'm saying, you wait in line until you prove, you know what I'm saying. So he's going to, you know, give him the opportunity to come in and do your thing or whatever. Either one of y'all, I'm going to play the best quarterback. So, of course, he's going to come in. I mean, he's not just going to throw him in the mix right now. But Hurts, he is a great passer. He is a good quarterback. He's still playing mentally like high school. He still has to mature a lot. But it's amazing how he's just – this first year, I mean, God, that's purely coming from coaching. You know what I'm saying? So he has to grow. Next year, though, is what people should be worried about. He's going to be playing like a senior next year.
Well, that's what everybody –
he's going to learn a lot
players,
more.
Everybody's saying that on campus right now. I actually talked to one of the guys I talked to, I was telling you earlier on the show, is they're all – only thing they're really talking about, and Billy said this all year, is next year. This was supposed to be a down year. Alabama. That's
correct.
What scares me.
Correct.
Billy, add to that, Billy. Let me hear something. I mean,
well,
it makes me nervous.
First of all, I kind of disagree with Myron there with the guy coming in. I mean, you have all these toys at your disposal, and they're not being used.
That's my point.
I mean, this offense could really be really, really scary. It really could.
You're right.
I'm thinking if that kid come in and impose his will like Jalen Hurts did, this practice is now getting him ready for different teams and show his arm talent and show his dog
y'all
wheels and legs.
Y'all
it's
going to
be the same
that.
Thing.
That's what I was
saying.
When is he
arrived,
Billy? When
does
he
get
there?
Here's the thing. And then when Saban give him reps during the next season, everybody's going to be saying, oh, he took you to the playoffs. Oh, y'all will be hollering all that pro-black stuff when it ain't even
Oh, no. Come on, man. You know Saban picked the best player. It don't matter about color,
race. I know
race.
That. You know that.
You know he's going
to
pick
that.
The
you
best quarterback, the best
to you
player.
On that part. I wouldn't speak
so
to you on that.
So if he come
part.
In competing, then,
exactly.
You know, cause, I mean, look at
Can I chime in?
They just have. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Can I chime in?
Go ahead, Malcolm.
Everybody's talking about this kid coming out of Hawaii. Okay, he shattered Mariota's records. Football in Hawaii is a lot. Where did Jalen Hurts play football at? Where did he play his high school
football? Texas. Go down
exactly.
There.
Texas. This kid played in Hawaii. Let me tell you something. He hasn't seen the monsters that he's going to see when he gets to the SEC. He hasn't saw those guys. I mean, he hasn't seen anything like.
Ooh, you're right, too.
Everybody said
that's what
he
happened
came
to,
over.
The Barnett.
Everybody said he came to Georgia. Last year he came to Georgia. And in a 7-on-7 camp, he lit it up. It's 7-on-7. There's no defensive lineman trying to kill you, man. So,
I'm going to have to see him do it.
I see your point, though.
I see a point, too. The same guy record he broke is playing quarterback for the Titans, and they trying to kill him.
You're right, but
look,
it took him 2 years to develop at Oregon. He sat on the bench for 2 years. Mariota sat on the bench for 2 years at Oregon before all that developed. He was a backup. This kid is going to go from Hawaii. People compare Hawaii football to 1A and 2A football. That's what they compare it to. 1A and 2A football, you know, so the smaller levels of football.
I'm gonna tell you another thing, Bongo.
I hate to agree. I hate to, but I have to agree with him.
But if you look around the league, all your defensive linemen that come from Hawaii, those are some studs. They all sprinkle out through.
You know why? They all 400 pounds. That's why they do.
I'm pretty sure they didn't just start trying to kill people when they got over there.
You know, a lot of those guys are from just look at it, Billy. Go look at his highlight tape, and you will check out his highlight tape and check out the size of some of the defensive linemen and some of the guys he's playing with, and he's accurate. He does have a gun. He can throw. Oh my God!
And he's fast.
But
well, until he sees that competition go down,
But you know what? This is a scary thing. This is something that those guys say at Alabama practice that kind of stung and kind of messed me up. What did Cam say to the reporter? Billy, I'm asking you this question. What did he say to the reporter about his best competition he saw all year? What did he say?
At practice.
Cam Robinson. At practice.
Uh-huh.
So if this guy does, like Bonzo say, just sit back this year. Just chill out. Just practice hard all year. Your time's coming. Man, just think about it. Your best competition is at practice. When does he get there? I ask that question again. Does he get there spring? Or
he's already there. He's on camp.
Wow.
Right.
So is he going to do the camps with him? Right now
he's going to
do any boats?
He's going to do the army thing, and then he's coming back.
Uh-huh.
So that's scary, Bonzo. I mean, he's going to get some experience by summer. I'm not saying he's going to be ready, but his best competition will be this spring at practice. And we're talking about practice. You see what I'm saying? Well, I'm just throwing it out there.
That's a good point.
You can piss on it if you want to.
That is a good point, too.
And you can pick it up and kiss it.
That's the truth.
Here's another thing. Here's what I trust, Bonzo. Here's what I trust. I've seen Saban go out and get 3 stars and just come in and do wonders. I think he knows talent. I really think he knows talent.
Give me
no
a three
doubt,
star name.
No.
I
don't, no doubt.
What 3-star did he do that?
No
thing?
Doubt. Wait a minute. Let's stay right there, dude. Let's
That's
stay right there. I've also seen Saban get 5 stars who's had to transfer.
And they don't.
You know,
you're right.
So all coaches hit and miss on talent. All coaches
and they
don't
get
that. You're right. That's them spoiled brats who can't listen, who been instructed
right.
since ninth grade.
Let's go back to the origin. Billy Bonzo, let's go back to the origin of what I said at the beginning of the year. Does it really matter at the end of the day who they play at quarterback?
And you know,
half of America. Half of people in Alabama cannot tell you who won a national championship for them last. Who was your quarterback? And they can't
tell
you.
Take Coker.
You can. You can, yep. Bill. I said half. Not the Alabama necessarily where Alabama
And you know what?
I'm not talking
and you
about
know what? He utilized the toys he had, too.
He did. I agree with you 100%. But this is back to my point. Does it really matter who the quarterback is? Where is he now? Dude?
Yeah, it does matter.
Where is he now?
Because you got
where is that guy right now?
Who?
The quarterback, Coker. Where is Coker right now?
He's holding a clipboard with Arizona.
But, that's
no,
right, but he didn't know where.
I saw him
it was a process in Alabama.
I saw him at Publix cutting meat. That guy is now in Arizona. And I appreciate the cuts, man. It was hardly any fat on that T-bone you cut up for me. I appreciate it.
I mean, McCarron is not starring right now. So, I mean, you know, he plays.
But he actually had a lot of talent. I like that kid. Now, he actually we saw him play last year in Cincinnati when I almost said Ty Detmer. When their other quarterback went down, he actually showed us that he has talent. He has some talent. But Blake Sims,
I mean
where
Tyler
Watt
had talent.
Hey, look, he knew who to throw the ball to. He kept throwing that ball to A.J. Green.
Hey, I'm trying to get Tyler Watson on the show. Tyler Watts coaches baseball with my son out there at Oak Mountain. I actually like him. I think he was. I mean, I enjoyed watching Tyler Watts. He was a good guy. But
yeah.
I like Zao better. I like Zao better. You know, but I understand that. But
oh yeah, Zao had talent. Zao was good. I played with Zao when I played football with the Steel Dogs. I played with Zao.
Oh, we got a celebrity on here, y'all.
Man, whatever. That's why I play football. Cut it out. I'm just saying. But look, let me tell you a valid point. Let me say something right quick.
What's up?
I played with them. Y'all remember a quarterback? I can't even remember his name. He was a black quarterback from Sanford. And he came out the same year, played with us that same season, Zao, and they couldn't figure out who they wanted to be the quarterback. Man, how about they chose Zao for political reasons? That boy from Sanford was way better than Zao. Political. Dude.
But that happens everywhere, dude. I mean, there is not a program where that does not happen.
Bobby Hurst got fired.
I mean, you can go to any college and that happens all – how many guys were great in high school that you knew?
Honestly?
Even with Bonzo, that go to college and you never see them again. You never see them again.
You ain't lying. You ain't lying, Willie.
But that's
my
business decision. Bobby Humphrey is on his business. Because with him having that Alabama tag on him, I bet you it did make a few more people come to the game. So I.
You're right. Ticket.
It's a business. It's a business.
Yep.
Well, everything's a business, man. Everything's a business.
It's all about that money.
It is. Hey, I have a question for you before you get off. How relevant are the bowl games outside of the playoffs to you? Are there some that you're planning on watching? Or you really don't care?
No, man. I mean, bowl games, good for bag ups, money. You know, You really can't call why they calling out a bowl game, Peach Bowl, the playoffs. It shouldn't even be no stigmatism behind no bowl game. But it's all about extraness. That's extra. That's for people to watch, make money. People going to watch that. That's all purely about money. All bowl games.
Say what, Bond? We can be
you know, I really, I really, I really, I really wanted to see a good Louisville and LSU game. I want to see a good Auburn, Oklahoma game. See, because when I travel, I talk noise about the SEC. That's just me. You know, when I'm up in Ashtabula, Ohio, I'm up with the Ohio State fans. I talk noise about the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm in Michigan,
Why do you talk noise?
Because it was, what was it, 7 straight national championships at one time?
Mm-hmm.
Then Alabama,
the state of Alabama
itself had 3 or 4 in a row.
I had somebody on the phone this morning. I forgot who it was. They called me. Talking junk. I'm just listening. And to make it clear with you, I mean, SEC wasn't really that good this year. I said, what conference was better? That's a good point. I said, well, shut your weak ass up there. I don't want to hear it. Shut up. I mean, just being real, you can talk about everybody measures themselves, just like Billy said, to the SEC. We had a down year.
Yep.
We haven't had quarterback play in 3 years. I mean, across the board, maybe 4. I mean, we have not had significant quarterback play in 4 years. But guess what? We still selling out games. We still knocking heads off. We still playing the best football in college, period. I welcome anybody to step up to us and knock us out head to head. Now, bowl season is a little different. You know, like I tell the West Coast guys all the time, you look at Washington and USC. They play each other all year. It's almost like they're playing touch football. You come over here, and you got to play football. We cranking out CTE hits every hit. You better bring your game with you. You better bring it with you. You know, we're not quite up on the heads up football yet out here, buddy. We ain't teaching it yet. Give us a couple more years. You know, we slow in the South. So give us a couple more years. We just got the internet last year, Billy.
It's the internet.
So for all you naysayers who do not appreciate SEC sports, football, hey, watch the Mountain West. You know, San Diego State just won. They beat Houston. Congratulations. You beat Houston.
Yeah.
In a game that was played 2 weeks before Christmas. Congratulations.
Hey.
And guess what?
Hey, I got
to watch it because – go ahead.
Hey, can I be Billy's jerk? We ain't started a fight tonight. We ain't had a good fight tonight, and I won't start a fight. that's just how we roll, man. It gets a little more exciting whenever we start fighting. So I gotta start this fight, man. I got to.
Western Kentucky blowing Memphis up right now.
Oh, yes, they are.
But go ahead. Here's the fight. Here's the fight right here. I want to tell you what I think it'll look like if Washington wins.
Ooh.
This is what I think it'll look like. If Washington beats Alabama, this is what I think it'll look like.
Chaos.
Washington actually leads the nation. Their defense leads the nation in turnovers, in creating turnovers. I think they have 34. They have 34 turnovers, so they lead the nation in creating turnovers. And Alabama's offense actually has a tendency – of turning the ball over. They do.
Four times. We're going to get
Auburn,
to them 4 times.
Against Auburn, they put the ball on the ground. They put the ball on the ground 6 times. But they turned
it
over
3 times.
We're going to
give it to them 4 times, Bonzo.
You think it's going to turn?
We're
going to
give it to them 4 times.
I'm saying I think it's going to look. I think it's going to look if Washington wins. Okay? So it's going to look like this. I think Bama will turn the ball over. And if Washington's offense is able to generate those quick passes like Ole Miss and Arkansas done, if they're able to create those quick passes, which opens up the pass downfield with the little pump fake that they were doing, Washington's going to have to score on every single turnover. That's how Washington can beat Bama, by scoring on every – by actually putting points on the board. Touchdown.
Hell, your little league team can beat Alabama by scoring every damn possession.
Not every possession. Notice I didn't say every possession. I said every turnover.
He did say that. He said that.
Well, every turnover. Also,
so if they get those turnovers, they score on those turnovers. And score on a few
possessions. I actually witnessed 2 games this year where we had negative yards and was winning the game.
Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
That's one.
Arkansas.
So what, probably what the next one was Arkansas.
Arkansas.
LSU.
First half.
LSU.
First half wasn't doing nothing and was winning the game.
Yeah, that's my thing. I mean, I said all year, and I think everybody can agree. Just like Barnes, I'm gonna kind of piggyback on what he said. You have to beat Alabama by the pass. You got to
run
the
ball
now. Don't get it twisted.
And I told you.
Don't get it twisted. If you can't
I told you that the number two for Washington, he's going to get a couple, I promise you. He's a stud.
You have to be able to stretch the field. I don't understand why. Are they not watching film? I mean, really. Throw over their head. They've been victimized over their head for the past couple of years. You can't run on them. Throw the ball.
You know what I think happens, though, G? I know, I watched the beginning of the year when USC quarterback threw that first deep ball.
Yeah.
They got beat. All right. He did it a couple of more times, and it was. I think we got a pass interference, and I think one was incomplete. But on those next two, that quarterback got hit in the mouth.
Yeah,
both
that's what I was about. To, that's
times.
What I was thinking.
That's when stuff started to sit in.
A few of them quarterbacks got hit in the mouth and got razzled. Who were good?
Oh, yeah.
Texas A&M quarterback was wonderful till he got popped in the mouth.
Man, his
wow, dad, you see the state it. Quarterback was playing good.
You just played in the Billy's hand on that one.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean,
you've
been
talking
about
that game.
Speaking of facts.
I agree, but according to Myron, they have three, even though Billy shot it, but Bonzo shot it down, they have three top offensive linemen. If they can hold that block long enough to keep Superman out the air and throw the ball over their head, so we saying they'll win. Is that what we saying right now? They'll win?
You know, no, I don't say they'll
win. I just see that's a problem.
If you look at,
that's one of the problems.
I say they'll get 14 game, points off that. I say they'll get 14 points off that.
Well,
so it'd be 80 to 14.
If you watch the Ole Miss game, man, Bama, the way Ole Miss was scoring points against Bama is their offensive line, I mean, really didn't have to hold a block. They just had to stand in the way long because it was all quick passes. It was all quick passes, all quick passes, all quick passes. Then they'd actually pass block or do a play action and throw the deep ball. So the quick passes, if he's able to hit the quick passes, that's the only chance that they have. And if that defense
– I hope that quarterback
– Now, Washington has a good defensive line.
I hope that quarterback is as tough as Kelly was and take the same drug.
You know the only quarterback, seriously, who I think is as tough as Kelly? The only quarterback I've seen this year as tough as Kelly is
Ben Roethlisberger.
Jalen Hurts gets hit, slammed.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what impresses me about the kid. Like, honestly, I think he's just an average quarterback. I think he's average. I think he depends on his leg. He gets out of pocket. He makes plays with his leg. He makes up on the fly. However, what he does is impressive. If he gets smashed, he gets smashed and gets right back up.
Yep. Along with physical
and get right back up.
I got another question for you guys. I'm shifting gears a little bit, but I want to ask. I want everybody that's on the phone right now. I want you to listen. We all saw what Urban Meyer can do when given time to prepare for a team. Does that not scare Alabama fans, Bonzo? I mean, I'm starting out Bonzo, but Billy.
I think Clemson beats Ohio State for the second time.
Wow. You got a sack on you, Billy.
I told you I picked doggone Clemson to win it all this year. You remember?
So you still got them to win it all?
Yeah, I do. I still got. I think Deshaun Watson is. I'm just saying.
Well, you're right.
I'm
not worried. They want some revenge.
I think Deshaun Watson has a lot to prove. He's an angry man right now, especially after the second time being snubbed in the Heisman.
You're right.
And I think they're putting together a lot of stuff right now.
You're right though. It's all about
I think if Ohio State go out there and start slow like they normally do in every game, they're gonna get blew out the stadium.
Yep.
Well, until Clemson actually holds up the gold medal, Clemson will always be a bronze medal program in my eye.
They won the silver.
Clemson,
they won the silver, man.
That's who they are. I mean, that's who they are. Dabo will Clemson. I'm serious. It is what it is. Until Dabo holds up the gold coin, until he's at the center of the podium, I can't respect it. Until he gets there, I mean, it is what it is, and it's just Clemson. Clemson has always done.
I'm agreeing with y'all.
Well. they've always done well. They'll be good, but I mean. I'll take Saban over Dabo. I'll take Urban over Dabo. All of them have players that are about the same. All the players are about the same.
Back to my question, Bonzo. Bonzo.
Go ahead.
Back to my question. Do you think Alabama can beat Urban Meyer?
Do I think Alabama can beat Urban Meyer? I do.
Yeah.
I do. But I also think Urban Meyer can beat Alabama. I really do.
You're right, dog. You're right. I agree with you. Because it's any given Saturday.
Yep.
Well,
I think Alabama. Go ahead.
Not just that. Urban Meyer is huge on X's and O's. That's his thing. He does not have the same talent that we have. I mean, he's got some five stars. Don't get it twisted.
They
recruit from the same pool.
Yeah, he got the same recruit.
But they don't. It's like they sandbag all year because they don't really have. But they played horrible throughout this year against mediocre talent. They have.
You know why? You got about 9 guys he replaced in the NFL right now that's learning on the fly.
Yep.
I say I'm not worried about them. I'm not worried about them per se as Clemson is because of this fact here. I know that kid at Dallas Cowboy backfield right now was not a fluke that he did against Alabama in the championship game. That boy's a monster. Ezekiel Elliott.
He is. But
I'll say that the
offensive coordinator leaving Clemson is a bigger deal than you realize. I mean, it has showed in Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson has been beasting his whole career. This year he looked just okay. You know, they won football games, but
man,
go ahead.
Excuse me, man, but I got to go. Man, it's been nice. I wish I could keep it going, though.
Take it easy,
man. Appreciate you.
No doubt, man.
Y'all cooler than a fan. I'm going to participate in this again. Yes, sir.
Hey,
all right.
Roll Tide, baby.
Hey,
I heard that, man.
Roll Tide.
No cussing on the phone. Get your ass out the
phone. G. Willis, I'm going to holler at you, baby. Y'all be blessed, all right, man.
All right, man.
Peace.
So, back to what I was saying. What the hell was I saying? 12 minutes. I don't remember what I was saying, but I go back to my thought, which was Urban Meyer and his his play call. I mean, his preparation, even though he might not have the same players and he lost an amount of players, guys, they have an enormous talent there, no matter if they have the experience or not. By the end of the year, they're no longer freshmen. I mean, they have the experience that you need to compete at this level. Now, they have not seen the same talent level that Alabama has, but I definitely think – nobody expected Ohio State to beat Alabama that game. Nobody. Now, they had a quarterback that hadn't seen the field. I mean, he came in, and even though he was 6'10", he ran a 4.1 in the 40. I mean, he did his thing. I mean, he threw in pass. He did everything
in that game.
Hey, G.
Yeah.
Yep.
Can I give you the deal that broke the game open?
Go ahead.
All right. Do you remember we was about to, I think it was 26 or 21.
Wait a minute, what's his
something
week
like
of?
That.
What's his
and,
week?
He threw an interception. We was like on the 28-yard line, on our own 28-yard line. And
you said we
and
again.
Instead of running the ball, Lane Kiffin threw a pass, tried to get it to Cooper, and he threw an interception, and they scored that series. Then they scored again right before halftime.
Yep. Yep.
And got the ball back after halftime.
Yep.
That was the game right there.
Well,
here's the funny part about what you just said. Do you know that your defense coordinator at the time, who was, I think, say Kirby Smart? Was it Kirby Smart?
Yeah.
His words were, I knew after the first series that we were in trouble.
Yeah.
First series, it's verbatim. We are in trouble. They were not prepared for what that quarterback brought to that game. They were not prepared
for that. I'm talking about when that quarterback threw that interception.
Oh, I get you. I get you.
He was done. He was holding his head down until they intercepted the ball right back. He was done.
I hear you. I'm just throwing that in the mix, man.
Ohio State has a star-studded roster, buddy. Ohio State got some ballers up there. That roster is tough. And I'm going to ask you this, Billy. You're about to start. You run into $1 billion. Billy decides to start University of Billy. who do you hire as your head football coach, Dabo Swinney or Urban Meyer?
That's a no-brainer. That's a no-brainer. Go ahead, Bill. Let me hear this one. But that's a no-brainer.
You say I got a billion.
Those are your only two. Those are your only two options.
I was about to say he hired Nick Saban.
I'm going to go get John Gruden myself.
Those are your only two options.
I go with Urban Meyer.
Okay.
All day.
That's all I'm saying. Now, I'll tell you this. Ohio State has better players than Clemson. I mean, position to position, I mean, roster, there's no comparison. I mean, it's not even close.
No comparison. Not even close, I'll tell you that all day.
Now, Clemson is definitely better at the quarterback position. However, I mean, comparing rosters, so I'm saying Urban Meyer has better players and he's a better coach. I just think that Ohio State handles Clemson.
Okay.
Why? I honestly think that Ohio State will go in that game, based off what Billy said, will go in that game looking past Clemson because they want Alabama so bad. And they're already preparing for Alabama. And they're going to miss out. Deshaun Watson will come in loaded and cocked, and he will probably try to kill Ohio State.
I don't think they're overlooking Clemson at all. I really don't.
How can you not be – whatever team is going to – Ohio State and Clemson, how can you not, while you're practicing for that team, not be worried about Alabama at the end of the day? How can you not be worried about
that? I would be.
In fact, that actually puts them at an advantage. It does. Because the winner of that game knows who they're going to play. The winner of Alabama and Washington is kind of a toss-up. Bama's not only practicing for Washington right now. Do not believe that. Do not believe that they're strictly practicing Washington, because they understand, Nick Saban understands, that there's a very, very small window between the two playoff games where he has a much larger window to work some other things in. So that's just my opinion. I don't know. I may be wrong, but I don't see them just not having coaches at least assigned everything.
No, I think they do the. I think they do the scouting as they normally do. They're gonna have people at the game.
Oh, that's a
plan. But I really don't think they're wasting time doing all that with that. I think that they're. They prepare for teams in 4 days anyway.
No.
Okay.
No. They do, but they don't. They do, but they don't.
Okay.
They do, but they don't. Like, okay, if you're playing, I've seen this with my own eyes now. Some of your bigger games, you get ready for them during the summer. You get ready for them on some of your other days where you're just doing your walkthroughs. You prepare for them all year long, your bigger games.
Okay.
Now, this is from my experience now. I don't know about your experience. This is what I've seen in my own eyes.
How did y'all fare that? Did you win the games before you got to them big games?
Yeah, we did.
You did? Oh, okay.
Yeah, we did. We did. We
okay.
Yeah.
But it'll be Clemson and Ohio State would definitely be an interesting game. But I think, guys, we have 5 more minutes, just letting y'all know. But I do think Washington and Bama is going to start out interesting. I think that game is going to start out really, really interesting. However, I just think Bama has the horses. Bama has the horses. So if Washington doesn't build a big enough lead in the first half, the second half, after Nick Saban take those kids in the locker room, and feed them whatever he feeds them or tell them whatever he tells them, and they come out slapping babies, it's going to be rough.
You know what? I'm not just saying this as an Auburn, but I would really just love to see what happens if Alabama loses. What kind of shock would it put in the football world nation if Alabama lost that game? I mean, making it to the championship game. That
would
be huge.
The Bama fan base would just hate Washington, like they hate Ohio State, like they hate everybody who beat them.
A West Coast team beating Alabama, and I'm not talking about USC, one of your dominant teams. We're talking about a team that just came back in the forecast this year. You know what I'm saying? That's not getting the same type of recruits that Alabama's getting. You know, what kind of impact would they have in the whole forecast of this playoff? I think it will be – after that game, it will be, nuts in the sports industry for at least 2-3 weeks, whenever the time
is.
You'll
have everybody that's not even mentioned in Washington now talking about.
It would be good for football. It would definitely be good for football. And just like the same example I gave about us being SEC mixtape, we have not talked about Alabama in 2 weeks, and that doesn't make sense because they are in the championship playoff system, guys. They can win a national championship again, which will be back to back. That's a great feat. So why is that not a big story? I mean, we're the media,
and it's hard. That's hard to do in itself. I told you who I got in this for the champions, but according to Bonzo, he gonna Clemson it.
Golly.
I didn't say he was gonna Clemson, man. I'm just stating the obvious that Urban Meyer is the better coach and he has the better roster, and he's coached more big time games than Dabo Swinney has. So
how much time do we have, Bonzo?
We only have 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
All right, I want to mention this. This has nothing to do with SEC mixtape, but the guy did play for Florida. Aaron Hernandez. We've never talked about him on this show. Matter of fact, we've never had any dialogue on him during our text threads or anything like that. But this, dare I say this term, this fool not only killed a boy that he's in jail for now, but he shot other folks before that.
Two more.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been a fool his whole life, the way it seems.
Yes.
His whole life.
Yes, he has.
I mean, I don't get it. It goes back and piggybacks on everything that we talk about with these athletes. You know, how we as SEC Mixtape, we support the athletes. But when you do foolish stuff like this clown, we can't back you. I'm off.
And you know what? I'm mad that we only have 2 minutes, but I got a rant too. I'm going to go to Joe Mixon. I saw the video of Joe Mixon hitting the girl. That's the running back for Oklahoma.
He thought it was a dude.
I watched.
He said he thought it was a dude.
I watched.
It was a dude that hit him.
I in no shape, form, or fashion condone hitting women. In no short shape form, I don't think it's right. I think it's wrong what he done. However, I have saw videos where cops have shot people who look like Joe Mixon for doing far less. I've saw them where they've shot folks for doing far less, like reaching for a wallet. And it's been condoned. So she attacked him, and he hit her back. Like I said, I don't condone hitting women in no shape, form, or fashion. I don't. However, you know, the media has turned on this guy. They've turned on this guy like he was the Antichrist. So that's my spiel.
What you got,
man?
We got
that's our
seconds,
time.
Man. What you got? We done?
We got 15. We got 15 seconds. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Billy. Say something. Say something crazy.
Prune juice and buttermilk.
Oh, I love it, man. Great ending. Great ending.
Well, people, that's our time. SEC Mixtape, and we out.
Yo.
Peace.